5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the gods of the pods.
This is episode 91. We are the Wash Gods, Wash Never Washed Up.
I am Sean Luke Picard.
Yeah. We're back once again. This is episode 91. Like I said before, it's not really a good to be back situation, but we are back. Irregardless.
It's a back to be back situation.
Yeah.
Niggas is back, man. Jaden P.
Yeah.
Back to back.
Like, step by step and Family Matters. Back to back. I don't know if them shits came back to back, but I feel like they did.
Yeah, that's a good guess. Yeah. I mean, Boy Meets World might have been somewhere in the mix, but
it was all TGIF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to back, like The Simpsons and
King of the Hill.
Married with Children.
Yeah. Engage. What time you caught that shit? It's episode 91, man. Yeah. We're the Wash Gods. How was your week?
Oh yeah, happy 4th or not, whatever that day means to you. I seen a lot of people celebrating and shit. I celebrated. I did not sit at home and ruminate over the last 200 years of oppression that we've been in under this country. I just lit some fireworks and ate some barbecue and kind of shut the fuck up about it, which made it tolerable. Made the steaks and the hot dogs palatable. You know, sometimes when you black, man, it's difficult to get past all the atrocities that have happened, as we'll soon talk about and continue to happen in America. But sometimes you gotta stuff your face with unnecessary meats in order to keep from crying.
Or
cry.
But man. I don't want to get straight into the sad shit, but
hop around, man.
I didn't do much on the 4th. I never really do much on holidays. I don't know. Just always find myself away from everyone else. So that's pretty much what happened. The day before that, though, I think I went out. I ended up shout out to my homie Kevin. His niece graduated. It's that season, so they had a little get together for her. So we was all over there, man.
Congrats, niece.
Yeah. I hadn't seen his brothers in a minute, so got a chance to catch up with them, man. Have a few drinks, some cake. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Everything. A party
cake
entails.
Whole cake.
Cake and liquor.
Show them mad love.
Yeah. They showed me mad love. So, that was cool, man. That was all the way out in fucking Canton, Georgia. I'm like, this feels way more foreign than Dubai ever felt.
Yeah, Canton's a hike.
Yeah, I'm like, this is like a different country to me. I feel way more out of place than I ever did in Dubai, just being out here, like way more
scared. Canton's sundown town, bro.
I said that while we was out there. It's crazy. It's almost like you was there.
Yeah. I remember going out there.
Sun was going down, and I said it.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, this is sundown town. You ain't supposed to be around here at night.
The final countdown.
Yeah, this nigga just laughing.
This nigga playing with his life.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's funny how some black people, like, that they don't, like, some black people, it's a portion of, like, of black people that just don't adhere to like that type of shit, and they just think the world just works for them and shit.
Same type of niggas used to road trip without a green book. We'll just take the roads.
Just ask somebody.
Just get a map
along the way.
It's like, nah, nigga, you might want to do some research before you just start settling.
Yeah, and I hate to be a colorist, but that's certain things only light skinned people do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely one of them. Like, no dark skinned nigga would just be riding around Canton, Georgia at night, booking parties there.
Yeah,
it's especially not go to live there. Like his folks live out there and shit. Like they chose to live in Canton, Georgia. Like
sometimes,
they had good money. And they
sometimes
chose
the
to live
safest place to be. I don't know if this necessarily applies, but sometimes
it's in the lion's den.
Yeah, I had a storm. I was going for the eye of the storm. Daniel did eye in the lion's den.
Yeah. I don't think that's true at all.
I don't think it's true at all either.
It's like, it's the safest place to be. It's in front of the gun when they start shooting.
But if you're going to be close to that motherfucker, behind
that
it.
That way you can see the bullets coming.
Yeah, behind and in front of a very are very different but very similar, man. You won't be close to the motherfucker shooting. So, oh shit, this nigga shoot. Let me go this way. Yeah, yeah. The worst place to be in a crowd is in the middle of it and hear shots ring out and not be able to see where they coming from.
True, but
all you can do is huddle up at that point.
I don't know, man. I was out there and just getting mad randomly. Just like, yo, why do black people live here? Mm. Like, any of them. Man, like, why would you choose to come here or shit? Like,
in this case, who's the loser, man? Them niggas got a big-ass house. They out there with all them white folks. It's my homeboy Marcus got a house in Loganville, and I feel like that's a sundown town.
Yeah.
Like, bro, we go out here, it's nothing but churches and white folks. Yeah. Like, this doesn't feel safe in land.
Yeah, yeah. Canton got a lot of farmland out there. A lot of people with horses and shit.
Yeah. You see one of them fences with an arc on the front?
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
Mm.
A lot of places where you don't even see the house. Like, you just see the horses and shit. And
cows. Yeah. They got cows out in the pasture.
Like, niggas got so much land, they probably so far back there. I was telling him, like, yo, if this car breaks down right now on this road right now, we're fucked.
What do we do?
Like, you can call AAA and hope they be here before the fucking hillbillies come and kill us. Like, what are we going to do?
Eat your drugs, hide your gun.
Even then.
Keep it on you.
Yeah, shit. I don't know.
Tuck it.
It's like, police pull up on you, it's a wrap. Like,
yeah, Canton is one of those places where you might shoot a gun off and nobody will ask questions. There won't be any. Nobody will come outside.
Ain't no kind of about it. Where that shit was at, it's nobody to see. There's no one to say anything out there. Like, it's like people aren't congregated in a place. It's like one house here, miles, another house and shit. So there's no one to call. There's no one that would call. Like, somebody kill you and shit. That's it.
Nope.
And those places like that and shit. So I just always get angry. Like, man. So if something happened to y'all niggas, you're going to be another fucking hashtag. And everybody going to be like, bro, why would you let them live out there?
I tried to tell them, bro. I swear you chose to do this shit.
Yeah, man. But I get it, man. A lot of people live in certain areas for school district and shit.
Hell yeah, the best schools in Canton.
Yeah, I mean, apparently. Shit.
Really?
Yeah, shit. Probably. Mm. I mean, anywhere there's no black people, the schools are gonna be good. Like, I mean, it's not like a difficult math problem to solve and shit. Like,
they didn't make this shit rocket surgery. No niggas, better stuff.
Yeah,
I went to the pool yesterday. I was having a conversation with an older lady at the pool with her grandkids, and she was kind of saying the same thing. Like, yeah, a lot of the city is structured based off of who has access to what. And the more you look at our area, like, it was kind of designed for us to be here. Like, I feel like the South Side is the new East Side.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. They just slow. I remember when they discontinued Martyr and shit on the South Side for a second. It was like a big thing. I was just like, yeah, they're going to eventually just move us all down there. Then they'll have to move Martyr.
Like,
and that's pretty much what's happening.
Yeah, then they started
adding new routes and shit to Martyr on the South Side. Only on the South Side.
Nope.
And now, like,
they started removing routes on the North Side.
And then it's like, I mean, shit, you could even go as deep as, like, Delta and shit, man. Like, how you keeping niggas on the South Side? Like, niggas don't want to live too far from work. Nigga, if y'all employ, let's say, 20, 30,000 people, man.
That's, you got to create housing for them.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a time when they just started developing on the South Side. Crazy. Mm-hmm.
And even when you look at it now, like, place like Hayville is, like, way more developed than it used to be. Like, it's very, they're trying to make it livable for niggas. Like, put all y'all niggas down there with the bad air and shit.
I think Hayville is one of those sections, like, that Tri-Cities area. Like, that section in particular is curated for the whites. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. All them breweries and coffee shops and pop-up art galleries and faux pubs. Like, all that shit is for, you know, the Caucasians. But
I think it's a way for them to catch,
East
like,
Point,
visitors,
you know,
too.
East Point is a little bit of mix. And because it's so close to the airport, it looks like a good place to get caught up in on your way to whatever part of the city you may be headed to.
See, white people come to Atlanta and they go to Hayville and chill at the breweries and shit.
Yep.
And niggas go straight to fucking East Point and try to survive and shit. Hope they make it out of Atlanta in one piece.
I was about to say, East Point, nigga. They had Cleveland Ave. South Side. If they visited and they ain't got no peoples here like that.
Yeah, but
Or they had peoples here like that. They ain't got no bread, more specifically. Like, yeah. You had peoples here still be on Cleveland Ave, but you ain't got no bread, sure. Nigga. It's a wrap. Yeah, nah. Right there off goddamn Old Net.
Yeah. I don't know how we got here, but yeah, man. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, guys.
Yeah.
Canton, Georgia. All the world's ills.
Yeah, Canton, Georgia, man. Just don't live there, man. But shout out to Tonio, man. It's good seeing you and shit.
I'm glad you made it out, man.
Yeah. It was cool, man. Yeah, they didn't leave that bitch to like midnight, so I was a little worried. But yeah, that was it.
We ain't got no wash moments. I don't really have one.
I kind of got one.
All right, go ahead.
This isn't really a wash moment, but it's definitely a moment.
All right, I'm listening.
I was just thinking, like, you get to a point in life, and so, like, life is like two people putting together shelves.
Mm. Go on.
And, like, y'all putting them shits together side by side. And then, like, y'all.
Are they shelves on a wall, or are they shelves like a bookcase shelf?
Like a bookcase, like okay. Self-standing shelves. You know, the joints you get from, like, IKEA or some shit.
And they've got the little brackets that you slide in the side.
Brackets.
And you got to count them down.
Allen wrench.
Whole
nine. All
right. Keep going.
And so, y'all putting these shits together. Like, your homeboy's on one side. Y'all buy the same shelf. He's putting together on his side, and you putting together on your side. And then y'all finish. And it's like, your shit is, like, leaning to the left a little bit. And, like, some of the, like, books won't stay on it and shit. Mm. And you look at his shit, and it's just perfect. And you just, like, go back to your instructions, like, the fuck did I do wrong? Like, and you just can't figure it out. And that's what life is as a nutshell. It's like, somebody's right beside you doing that shit perfect. And you just got to sit there and watch them. And you're like, damn, did I, like, miss a screw or some shit? Like, where did I go wrong? Yeah. You keep going back through the directions.
That's
and you don't know how to get it right. Like, you keep, like, trying every fucking way, bro. Like, and no matter how you do it, like, the bookshelf just keeps leaning to the left and shit.
That's how you do it if you're working. With other people as your indicator.
Brothers and sisters.
Yep.
Society.
Mm. They all the other person on the other side of the bookshelf. Yeah. I try to take other people out of the equation. So for me, if I had to come up with a metaphor for what life is, it's like trying to put together Legos as an adult. Because I'll look at Legos and I'll figure like, oh, this should be easy. And then you open it up. You're like, what the fuck is this? L-shaped piece. That's not even in the picture. And it goes in the center of the piece. And you
it's always,
always
a starter piece.
Yeah, you always
you always real start, Lego niggas know about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, come on, bro. We've been here.
The odd piece is always a starter piece, yep. Bro. Yeah.
And you go into it thinking to myself like, yo, it's just nigga, this is just a Lego sized version of the cast of The Office. It shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah.
And then you don't know where to put the desk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you flip the instructions over, and all it is the same instructions in Spanish.
Yeah. Mm. That was another part of it. It's like, damn, am my instructions even in English? Like, no. I don't even know, bro. Like, looking at my shit, it's like, maybe I read this shit wrong.
Yeah.
But
both situations leaves you kind of...
Yeah, perplexed.
Mm-hmm. Befuddled.
Yeah. So, yeah. That was just my wash moment. I'll just be looking at other people's shit sometimes. Just maybe via Instagram or some shit like that, man. That nigga put together his shelf right. Like, his shelf is standing up correctly. And I'm just looking at my shit. And it's just like, oh, well, hold up. And I'm just, like, trying to reach my arms out and shit. Like, trying to get it not
don't
to fall
no
over.
Books on yeah.
It can't hold things. It can't take care of things.
Other part of that is, like, sometimes niggas don't put their shelf together. And your shelf may be right. And they refuse to fix their side of the shelf. So It's just like, yeah, whatever, man.
That's why you don't put them together with other people.
You gotta
have your own box.
That's why you get book boxes, nigga. Stop putting your books on shelves, nigga. In pairs.
Fuck, man.
Are you doing building shit with your homies?
Yeah. But yeah, I just thought about that, man. Just too much time sitting around like, damn. Made some wrong turns. But yeah. Every wrong turn, man, ends with a right or some shit.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
what topics we got?
Alright, so I figured I'd start here, because this was the most ridiculous thing I've seen today. U.S. Senator Tierra Mack is running for office. Let's look.
Shout out Tierra Whack too. Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do with Tierra Mack, but their names sound similar. So
yeah, yeah, that's shout out Tierra Whack, man. Yeah,
haven't seen you.
I just name dropped you recently in a conversation about like women in hip hop. And
they do too much. No, I'm just joking.
Ba-doom-tsh. But yeah, she a senator for some country or state, obviously in this country. But she recently made her way into the news media for promoting on TikTok, which is a bad sign if you're a senator representing real issues at this day and age. And it's also a bad sign if certain people's introduction to you, especially people who may not necessarily be members of your state or citizens in your state, is you doing a handstand and busting it wide open.
And encouraging this happened?
People, yeah, and encouraging people to vote for you. I'm going to show you because I didn't think I added this to the list until just now.
I was like, yeah, I don't remember looking that up. I yeah. looked up the whole list. I'm like, yeah, I actually did my research this time and shit.
What should I Google? What should I Google to see it? Is senator twerking or
Senate twerk?
Senate twerk. Name of the pot.
That's great. She did it on a handstand, though,
bruh. But pussy popping on a handstand.
That's kind of crazy.
She not bad either. Rhode Island. Shout out Rhode Island if I hit busting it open.
That's crazy. This is her, yeah?
Yeah, she got a little cake back there.
Yeah. That's wild, bro. Oh, well, all right. Well, I just witnessed the twerk video now. Now I'm caught up.
Yeah, vote Senator Mack, man.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to vote with this hand in jerkies.
Yeah, what other videos does she got, man? What's her OnlyFans?
Exactly. I'm about to look her up on Pornhub. What's up?
Bro, what is up?
Yeah, yeah.
She got a great name, too.
She got like a really, like a mom body, though. Like, she looked like one of those moms that like twerking those, one of those classes.
Yeah, she got
a twerk class on Sunday, and like me and my homegirls, we doing this.
She got a New Jersey club dance routine with her son or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, shit. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't expecting that. I don't know what I thought I was going to see, but it definitely wasn't that. Like, I thought she was going to be more clothed, yeah, first of all.
We're at an age where politicians are pretty much like us. So the type of things that they interact with, like,
I don't think it's ever changed, but going. I think it's always been like this.
They're not. Yeah, but they've never been peers. Like, I think I'm in a space where I'm looking at, it's almost like being in high school and you watching LeBron play, and now you at an age where like LeBron is talking about like retiring and like making a move towards the front office, and you're like, nigga, what? I never pictured this happening. I figured this nigga would just ball out, get a bunch of rings, and then go retire with his family, like, you know what I'm saying? Like the old retirees of our day. But truth be told, like, they're kind of on the same shit we are. This nigga might have a reality TV show or a podcast after he's done. I mean, shit, he's got a show that kind of doubles as a podcast already. All right, so seeing people take on these trendy personas, even though they're in positions where, shit, the weight of the world for some people may rest on their shoulders, is a weird juxtaposition. Like, I never look at people as, like, I still don't look at my peers as mature. And this is one of those things that reminds me, like, yeah, all this shit is built on straws. Like, in a day and age where we'll have a overturning of Roe versus Wade in 1 week, and the next week, like, the senators responsible for reporting these issues to our government are shooting twerk videos in order to promote their next election.
I don't know. This reminds me of something, but it probably has nothing to do with that. But
Idiocracy.
No.
Oh.
I was listening to this podcast about freak shows, and they were talking about how, like, basically, like, the freaks didn't want the freak shows to end. Like, the people with the deformities and shit, they didn't want these shits to end. Like, people put these shits to an end. Like,
because, oh, these are so disgusting.
Yeah, it's just so fucked up that y'all would try to take advantage of, yeah, degrading these people. But, like, the what the people were trying to say is, like, well, it was some guy in the midst of all this was saying, like, yo, it's the audience that's the problem. Mm-hmm. It's not the person with the deformities, it's the audience. Like, why are y'all entertained by this and shit? So I use that in the form of a her, man. It's like something we have to look at ourselves. Like, it's easy to point at the politician and be like, oh yeah, man, these things are getting crazy. But the fact that it works on us is the bigger issue in it. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, because thinking about it, I was like, part of me feels like she probably won't. I don't know. Shout out to Tierra Mack. I don't know what your standing is in your state. Hopefully they fucking with you.
I'm sure she's a Democrat or
yeah, she's definitely a Democrat. Yeah, yeah. I don't think she was gonna win anyway. Like if I'm thinking about this logically and the way I see things play out in the world, I don't think she was gonna win anyway. And in order to garner some attention, she did this video and put it out on TikTok.
Yes,
and said, vote for me. So that way it was stated that, look, I'm running for said office.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is what we doing. This is how we rocking it. It's also mentioned in one of the articles that she's very pro-LGBTQ+ rights. Shout out to Alphabet Boys. There are a couple of other topics that I think she's fairly liberal on. So I think this is just part of the persona that she's trying to portray. Like, it gets people to look into her, like, what she cares about, what her running points are, which is, I mean, shout out to you. You definitely made that very clear. Like, you probably gotten a lot more popular than you ever would have just trying to run a clean, straightforward campaign. So, I'm looking forward to see what other acts you do, like, how she throw it on the pole, you know,
sure.
If she decides to do too. How she throws it at the polls.
Yeah. Rhode Island is hella fucking liberal anyway. I don't know what she's looking to accomplish. They was like one of the first places on the East Coast that had like legal marijuana and shit. Like,
this is true.
That part of New England is fairly liberal from what I know about it. Like Maine and fucking Rhode Island and all those like forgotten parts of New England.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, shout out to her, man. Keep twerking, man. I'm never going to tell the bitch not to twerk, so.
Yeah, especially because you out here, I don't know what your age is, man, but you out here sporting it, man.
Yeah, yeah, you're still, like, fuckable age, so.
You got bikini on. Like,
yeah, yeah. I mean, you got a thong on at that. It wasn't even just
that,
bikini.
Like, yeah.
Like, you really had your ass out. Like,
I saw your birthmark.
Yeah. It's like, I feel like I saw coochie lips, but nah, I'm just joking. Shout out to her. But
yeah, man. Yeah, fuck Lauren Spicer. She out here hating, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who Lauren Spicer is, but I'm sure she can't bust it on a handstand. Yeah. I would probably vote for you just based off the feet alone. If I was, because I can't do no handstand and do shit.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's got to be weird being a woman, but I guess that's a different subject.
Yeah,
I would hate to have to, like, you know, commodify my. I guess I don't know. I guess I wouldn't mind commodifying my dick, given the choice.
I mean, it's only a few areas in which you could, you know what I'm saying? And
there's
very
no way
specific.
A man could do that. Like, there's no. I guess the equivalent would be Barack when he did the beach photo.
That's what that was his commodifying his dick.
Yeah, yeah, that was like his twerking.
He was trying to personify as sexy for the public.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. There's never been a president that's been caught with the shirt off. Like he was America's, like, you know,
sex symbol.
Yeah, Zulu
the boy toy.
BBC. Fucking Pornhub. White America's
porn. It's funny because other countries have been doing that shit for a while. Like, Russia been on Putin dick.
Yeah, yeah. But they kind of make him, I feel like. It's less
I think he probably pushes that narrative too.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But I know who was it? The emperor of Thailand is a I don't know if he's an emperor. I think it's the emperor. Shout out to anybody who's going, you know.
Like, shout out to anybody in Thailand. Yeah, let's probably listen to this shit. Like,
there's no emperor in Thailand, you fuck.
We got a president, nigga. But
but yeah, he's got like four wives. One of his wives had beef with his concubine had beef with his wife, and he sent her packing. And apparently, the stimulus package to be emperor's concubine was very enticing. So she kind of fucked up the bag on that. But they talked about how much of a playboy he was. And I was like, man, why do y'all care this much about the personal lives of the people who run your country? Nigga, make sure they run your country right. But that's just how we kind of wired a little bit everywhere. Like, humanity is trained to kind of look at the car crash or whatever the fuck is going on instead of the actual infrastructure that goes into trying to build something that matters.
Yeah. Yeah, man. But like you said, man, you got the people talking. So shout out to her, man. I guess it worked.
Yep. On to our next topic. Yeah. There was this article that I saw around the time of actually the Buffalo shooting, ironically, which I'd like to make a note. This is not the same person. This is these two people aren't related. These stories are not related, other than the fact that they're both black and they're both engineers.
These niggas shared information, man. These niggas ain't coming with it at the same time, same place.
I feel bad. Shout out Moses West. I feel bad talking about it, man, because we might need to get you somewhere safe and secure. Like, put you in a safe house, because like, after what they did to Bruh in Buffalo, let me look his name up. It's a. Aaron Salter Jr. was the guy from Buffalo who created a car that, with an engine that ran on water.
And this is why every nerd needs a real nigga beside them. Like, this is the problem with these nerd ass niggas, man. Shout out to him, like, with your stupid ass invention or whatever. You're fucking with this shit. This is already dumb to me. This is what pisses me off about black people. We gotta be the dumbest niggas, the dumbest race on fucking earth, man. All right, will you come up with a fucking water generator? Why the fuck do you keep going to the news?
Yeah.
Just drop them shits off in the hood, nigga, and keep it moving, bro. Why the fuck do you gotta go to the news?
I think he had already done that. Like, the reason that he ended up being on the news.
Why the fuck do you gotta go to the news?
I don't think he went to the news. I think the news came to him.
Why the fuck do you gotta be on the news?
I think the news came to him.
You don't gotta be on that shit. Yeah, the news go to a lot of niggas, man. What the fuck? We've been dodging the news for fuck. The news.
I felt that about the Aaron Salters case. Oh, I was like, bro, you created a water-powered car, and you let them come film your house?
Why the fuck would you do that? What's wrong with niggas, man? That's all
niggas
I'm
went,
like,
niggas went to Lotto and stopped. Answering phone
Come
calls.
Come on, man. This is way more than lending a lot.
You got something that's going to change society as we speak.
Yes, bro. And you went to the...
You ran to
a white man and said, yo.
Let me show you something.
I don't want to live long. Here's where I live at. Here's all the schematics to my fucking invention and shit. Like, man, I hate niggas sometimes,
R.I.P. Aaron Salters, man. Oh, but God. There was a lot of errors made in that interview. Like, they asking him questions, specific questions.
Well, here's
like,
how it works. Here you go.
Like, yo, so it's no gas whatsoever. Like, no gas. All water. It's like, yo, it takes me maybe 20 gallons I could drive from here to California. He's like, what? Like, yeah. I could pee in it. And it'll still run. I never run out of gas. All I got to do is keep water in me or on this car, and I'm straight.
That's crazy.
I can sweat in it. I can wring out a wet shirt and drive to the store to get Rillos.
Yeah, man. But the whole saying, man, niggas be so smart, they're stupid, man. This is the classic example of that, man. Niggas be dumb as fuck, man.
Yeah, but we didn't even get
to... Stop sharing your shit with white people, please. Niggas, shut the fuck up.
We didn't even get to Moses West. Moses West actually developed these...
You too, bro. I shouldn't even know your name, bro. Shut the fuck up.
Atmospheric water generators. And he set them up in areas that need water. Like, I think he's got one set up in Flint. There's one in New Orleans. They had one in Barbados or, like, the Bahamas. Like, he set them up in areas where there's been natural disasters or people are in need of fresh water. And one of the ones he set up in Michigan, I want to say it was Detroit. It may have been Detroit or Flint. But, it was vandalized, and he's had to go, obviously. He's had to go extra measures in order to keep it from being vandalized again. And, of course, now this is when the conspiracy wheels get to turning, because he's gone to the media again and stated, like, yo, whoever did this definitely knew what they were doing. Like, they cut wires. They broke off buttons. These jokers stopped up the spout where the actual water comes out of and all this other specific damage that was done to this atmospheric water generator. But yeah, man, I think I brought this topic up. I threw the alley just so Draft would spaz, because I knew it was something he probably wouldn't give a fuck about. But there is a conversation to be had about, we've said it on this pod many times before, yo, what you say out in the public resonates back at home. Stop talking about the shit you got going, especially if it's just amongst us. Like, run that through some of your nigga friends. Like,
I don't even know if you need to run it through anybody. I feel like once you already established that you have a good invention, like, just shut the fuck up about it, man. Like,
but that's the
think Banksy. Motherfuckers don't need to know
good,
you.
Good luck.
I don't think it's that hard, bro. Like, I don't think nobody's
paying attention to
random hoods in Flint and places that need it. Nobody's paying attention to those places. Like, all you gotta do is shut the fuck up.
It's not that hard. what happens is, I feel like you do it and somebody comes and finds you out, and you may not have the wherewithal or the common sense at that point to be like, yeah, man, this ain't gonna have no overwhelming effects on my life. Let's just do this.
I just
interview.
Made water from air. I don't know why people would be up in arms about that.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, man?
I can drive to the store on rainwater.
That's not gonna freak people the fuck out. Hell no. That'll never affect anybody. Yeah, man. So, yeah, man. Like I said, so smart, you stupid, man. Shout out to Moses West. Dumb motherfucker. Shut the fuck up, man. All right, damn.
All right, on to the next topic. There's been a lot of conversation about this, especially since the, it's funny how people conflate ideas. And this ain't necessarily conflated, but it brought this topic back up, mostly because it was July 4th, but I've heard a lot of same people who are still arguing about Roe versus Wade having a lot of discussions about Brittany Griner in the same sentence. Free Brittany Griner, first of all, I do feel like, if I had to say it personally, like, what's going on as far as her being locked up in Russia does seem highly extreme. Nigga, we got ASAP Rocky back faster, man, and...
Sweden and Russia is...
Yeah, it's a bad time. Yeah. It's a bad time for her to be locked up in Russia right now. She recently released a letter and sent it to the White House expressing her concerns about her safety and, like, the family that she has back home and her ability to communicate with them, and pleaded with Joe Biden to do something to help not just her, but all the other citizens who may be locked over there in inhumane conditions, unjustly held against their will, which I don't know nobody else. Like, I feel like Brittany Griner, pardon me, is definitely the most famous person who's locked up over there.
She's the most famous, but maybe not the most important. I know there's, like, a few soldiers or some shit. They mentioned a few other people in the piece that I saw about the letter that she wrote. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, man. Brittany, keep your head up. I don't know how smart she is, but, you know, I don't want to judge her decision-making process because while she's still in it, but, you know, mistakes were made.
Yeah.
So I don't want to rub her nose in it because she's already paying for it.
But mistakes that everybody else who looks at life from a racial lens. Like, yo, you don't want to be in no foreign country and black and doing anything that can be deemed illegal, because niggas will disappear your ass.
Yeah, and I don't know, man. That shit's a little overstated too, man. It's just like, man, you don't want to be in Russia doing anything illegal. You can be some places and shit and do some illegal shit. Niggas go places and do illegal shit all day and all night. But yeah, don't go to Russia, maybe. Like niggas always gotta push the line a little bit too far. It's like, niggas just can't be content. Like, why you gotta go to Russia, bro? Like, I think they were saying she was passing through somewhere else, but it's just like, yeah, mistakes were made, man. Like, I'm not going to Russia. Like, Russia, my nigga. Like, we're talking about Russia. Like, this wasn't like a, I don't know, man. This wasn't like a complicated thing. It was Russia, bro.
If anything, you should.
It's like, you went to Antarctica. It's like, damn, it's cold out here and shit. It's like, yeah. That's why we don't go there.
You shouldn't have been rushing through your packing process. You want to be 100 about
it. Yeah, I mean, that too, man. But, you know,
because I don't know how you make that mistake traveling abroad when you do it that often. Unless you do it that often and it's just always easy, breezy, beautiful.
Yeah, and I've known people like that. That just, you know, they take their shit everywhere. As an avid weed smoker, you know what I'm saying, I always kind of wonder about that. You know what I mean, I don't roll like that. Shout out to, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't roll like that. So but I do know people that carry their weed everywhere, man. So yeah, man, I guess that comes with it, man. That's why I don't do that type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
The last thing you want to do is write letters to a nigga with dementia, man, and expect him to remember you.
But also, it's like, I mean,
you don't want to be put in that situation at this time. Like, it's just,
'cause I don't know what the world's gonna do without the top WNBA center. It's like, man, no. I mean, realistically, I don't know if I give a fuck, man. I mean, I don't even expect Joe Biden to give a. Why should he? Like, I don't understand why this is even a news story. Because, like, if anything, like, man, it's real military soldiers that's caught behind enemy lines right now and shit.
It's rough. It's just the...
Talking about some basketball player that did some stupid shit.
It's the talking piece because it's so politically charged. Like, it happened right when...
Go ahead.
It happened right when the war between Russia and Ukraine was kicking off and got a decent head of steam. It's also happening at a point in time where I feel like anybody who's a feminist or, like, is upset about women's rights at this point in time is going to latch on to it and try to make it a focal point, which it should be, man. I think this is all another part of, like, representation as far as, or a lack of representation as far as the issues that are happening here stateside. Like this is just a reason for other people to fight amongst themselves about how they feel slighted. Because nobody really is talking about, like, all the people that I've seen having this conversation, even the Roe vs. Wade conversations, like, it's always personal. It's not about necessarily making, like, the people who need it the focal point of their discussion. It's like, what happens if I, or let's say this imaginary, or what in this hypothetical?
And yeah, I'm just like, what if you was in, niggas hit me with the, what if you was in Dubai and stuck or some shit? It's just like, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be, though.
Yeah, it's not me.
It's like, nigga, what if I was on the moon with wings, nigga? Yeah. But I wouldn't be. Like, nigga, you can't just always put everybody in everybody else's situation. Like, I get the idea behind that, but it's just like, nah, nigga, like, I don't know, man. You know, I hate to be that guy that's always, I don't want to be Bill Cosby, but, man, some of these decisions my niggas be making, bruh. Yeah, we got to know, like, we got to just know better, man. Like, we know better, man.
You fighting to get, you going, what's wild is this is part of the reason why I feel like she should have known better. It's because she's going overseas to play basketball because she can't or isn't getting the type of bread that she need here.
Which is like a very normal thing, what I found out with
the very most, normal. They did a Vice documentary on Brittany Griner like way back, maybe like 3 or 4 years ago, talking about how she leaves the WNBA season. I think she won a championship here.
Yeah, they only get like 2 weeks in between a lot of those players that go overseas. It's like I saw an interview with Sue Bird, I believe, too, mm-hmm. and she was talking about that too. Like, you get 2 weeks off, bro. We're overseas, and then by the time that season ends, we're right back here.
You play basketball 24/7.
Yeah,
and get paid.
She's like, that we don't get the accolades we deserve because we playing a lot more basketball than men. Like, men have a full off season. We don't have an off season,
and that's why I say because she might have been heading to work. Quote unquote.
Yeah, I think she's heading back here to start this season. Yeah,
this is just something that she probably did a lot.
For sure.
And she didn't expect to get pinged for it. But part of me feels like
this is like that aesthetic DeAngelo shit. And
you ever been in a job and you realize like, this nigga been here for a minute. He can show up late whenever he want, but me,
I can't do that.
I can't. Yeah. I got to be here early, otherwise. It's going to be hell to pay.
That's how black people got to treat white people around the world. Like, yeah, man. You mean you might have some white homegirls that play on your team that probably be
put that shit in their bag, shit. Man.
Yeah, there you go. Smarten up, bro. Open the market up.
Like really, she might not just be famous enough to get saved in this situation. Like,
I mean, she's definitely not. I mean.
And as much as people want to have the argument about her being – that not being the case, but it is the case, nigga. Like,
she don't generate enough revenue, what it really is, because everything leads back to money, man. At the end of the day, if LeBron James is over there, nigga, we get his ass out. It's too much money, bro. Nike hire Black Ops, nigga. And
get you out of there.
Nigga, it's money.
It'd be a whole Call of Duty based on free, nigga. LeBron get locked up in Russia?
But it's like, I mean, WNBA
they playing
got,
Fortnite in real life.
WNBA got like, you know what I'm saying? They got slingshot money.
What's the lowest what's the lowest ranked NBA player you think that they risking it all to go save? Like, you think they saving Westbrook? Because I don't think they saving Westbrook.
Nah, hell nah. That nigga ain't generating no bread, bro. Like, wouldn't nobody miss that nigga? He's not beloved enough. Like I said, I don't think it's really, honestly, NBA players.
It's got to be one of the top three. It's got to be LeBron, Curry, or KD.
Yeah,
I don't even think they're freeing KD.
Yeah, KD, I have a tough time. Like, he might get out
looking just like he went in. Looking the exact same. He's gonna have
a tough time getting home. But Steph gonna be home, bro. Yeah. Same day, bro. Steph home same day.
Yeah, Steph home same day.
Steph might be home quicker than LeBron.
That's a fact. Because
he's America's basketball player. LeBron is like the GOAT, but
Steph. Klay Thompson may be home too, because overseas they might assume he's Steph.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shoot, he's light skinned. I don't know. Can't tell him apart. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Facts. Yeah, but yeah. Brittany, stay up.
Yeah, hold your head, Brittany.
The whole world is praying for you. Maybe not the whole world. Maybe not Russia. Mm. They may not care that much. But a lot of the world, a lot of us back home.
When we say world, we mean like World Series world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like America. Yeah, world.
Just us.
Yeah, yeah. World's fair.
At the top, nigga.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But
yeah, we praying for you, Brittany Griner. I hate to see it, man. It's not anything that I wish upon anybody, regardless of whether you're famous or not, man.
Yeah, I don't wish that on nobody.
Free the guys.
Yeah, and it's crazy. It was crazy seeing her in handcuffs because, like, yo, this is a really tall chick, man.
Yeah, I don't think no president want to take pictures next to her after she freed either. Yeah. It's going to be emasculating. Yeah. Biden don't look like he's super secure in his standing as president. Like, he don't look like he's super secure in his standing in reality.
Which is understandable. Yeah. He's 100 years old. Shout out to Joey B.
All right. On to darker news.
Yeah.
RIP to all the people who were shot in the Highland Park shooting in Illinois over this holiday weekend. There was another mass shooting. Surprise, surprise.
Highland Park, a very famous part of Chicago area.
Yeah. I think there's a Highland Park, Detroit, too, which when I saw it initially, I was like, man, Detroit don't need no more bad news. But Chicago don't need no more bad news either, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and I felt like that's more of like a suburban
area.
It
is.
Yeah. It kind of shocked me when I saw it. I had saw the news in passing, but I didn't delve into it because you know how it is with mass shootings.
Well, it's still a developing story right now, and I think it's going to be one of those things that they draw out for the drama that is the media. But that being said, they do have a suspect in custody. He is white, for all those people who care about it.
White with face tats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a rapper. So I don't know what side of the line this falls on. Black people do not take this delegation. We're not taking this vote.
Mm. He also dressed in drag too to get away. So
yeah. So I don't know. This is on the alphabet, boys.
Yeah, I don't know who's gonna put their hand up on this one. But the ref is looking around. He's trying to see who to call the foul on. Yeah,
they're looking at the cameras right now.
They're
deliberating. It's a timeout. It's a timeout on society.
So I'm gonna be safe and blame all white people just as a coverall. Yeah.
I'm gonna blame his parents first. Those are the two white people I'm going to blame first.
Yeah,
sure. He had rap videos of him depicting himself in tactical gear in like a school, like almost like it was a school shooting type scenario. Like his music video was very, very low budget, so I don't think he was one of the, you know, affluent, like let me go buy. I don't think he has a whole lot in common with other shooters, like white shooters of means. Let me see.
He looked like Lil Peep to me.
R.I.P. Lil Peep.
It looked like he'd be a fan of Lil Peep. Mm. Like he had that vibe about him, and even like the rapping shit is like Lil Peep kind of had that style of video where it was like really cheap and really shitty, but it was supposed to be like that and shit. So
yeah, this aesthetic didn't come off as cleanly as it did for Lil Peep. Shout out Lil Peep for creating a genre of
bad white rappers.
But
shout out Lil Peep though, man. He has some joints.
This wasn't one of the ones where I felt like it was gonna stick.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe I'm just shitting on it because now you're a suspect in a mass shooting, man. Maybe you was next. Like, let's not. I don't want to take your career for granted because I didn't really listen to your songs after I realized that you was getting apprehended as a suspect in a mass shooting at a parade because that shit is it's kind of heinous. So forgive me for not diving deep into you.
Spotify.
Your catalog. Yeah.
We didn't go to your Spotify page, bro.
But yeah, I'm sure this is going. I don't really have anything else to say. Like I said, like this is just something that I felt like was newsworthy and worth covering. Like,
RIP to the victims.
It's
RIP to all 7 victims. Get well soon to the 24 people, I believe. 25.
Yeah, a lot of people were hurt just in the melee that
20 and 30 people were injured.
Yeah, it's caused by somebody shooting into a crowd of that nature.
The stampede looked scary. I hate to be in one of those situations, man. Like,
I hate to say it, but I feel like this is going to be the gun laws or gun reform is going to be the bone that gets thrown to Democrats, and they're going to mishandle it terribly.
I mean, that bone didn't got thrown to them since Columbine. Shit, and some would say before that. It was like, I don't know if people know this, because I didn't even know this, but there were multiple on, like,
There was school shootings like, in the 70s.
Yeah, and then the FTA, when you think about it, even when, like, in terms of flights and shit, like, I mean, not FTA, whatever the fuck it is. They were hella, nobody TSA? Crashed, yeah, TSA. No one crashed into the fucking, no one crashed into the Twin Towers before, but they were, people took flights, like, very, very, very frequently in the 70s and 80s.
There was hijacking.
Like, people would just regularly hijack flights and take them to Cuba and shit. Like, this is a normal thing going on. So, I don't know, man. I think a lot of times that change doesn't happen until, like, all the factors that needs to happen, like, all coincide on one thing. It's, like, it's not a matter of, like, when it needs to happen. It's just, like, a matter of, like,
when it actually happens. Yeah,
coincidence type thing. Like, you know. It's just one of those type things. I don't think, because like you said, gun reform could have started at Columbine if we were you just talking school shootings like on a major level, but we didn't do it then. Like I heard something about how the Columbine victims, they have kids now in school. Like, damn. You realize how crazy that is? Like their kids are in school now, witnessing mass shootings.
And they had to tell their kids like
about when I was in a mass shooting.
And they probably framing it like, yo, this is just some shit that happens.
Yeah, like, so.
Because now it's just some shit that happens.
For sure. So, like I said, RIP to the victims. Get well soon to all the people that were hurt in the melee, in the aftermath of the shooting. And we let's hope that we get this guy prosecuted. And let's hope he gets the, mandatory... Or the most time he can get.
It's kind of fucked up how we've seen a few shootings now, unfortunately. And the one in Buffalo and this one, like, both of those suspects were taken into custody. Like, I figured
alive and well.
I figured this one was a little bit more difficult because he didn't live stream his shit. Wasn't as brazen.
His was less egregious, for sure. Yeah.
He went the Harvey Oswald approach, you know what I'm saying?
Like, and he actually, like, put some effort in getting away and
he
shit.
He had a perch, too. he had a plan, he had a getaway car.
Yeah.
Like, the other one was just like, yo, kind of catch me, man, and kill me if you feel froggy. And y'all definitely didn't leap.
Yeah.
They didn't leap one bit. And it carried over into the Uvalde shooting, because it was like, man, now they really not doing anything. Not only are they not leaping, but they're not setting a foot inside a school with an active shooter full of children. Yeah.
White people are, y'all are an interesting group, man, because it's like, damn, y'all love each other so much. Y'all could watch one of y'all kill kids, and that shit still doesn't make you want to hurt another white guy.
I had this conversation with,
because even black people, they saw a black guy shooting kids, they would shoot that nigga.
Yeah, I had a conversation with one of this ain't necessarily about shooting kids. But a conversation with one of my white friends, it was like, yeah, I feel like white people, no offense to him personally, and he'll remain nameless just so this conversation protects the identity of the innocent.
Or not so innocent.
Curtis. but, I feel like it's almost like you remember back in the day when Native Americans would, like, they'd by chance like run upon like ambush an encampment of white folks, and they kill most of them, like save the women and kids, and like incorporate them into their tribe, and then years later another encampment of whites traveling west or some shit would come across these Native American tribes. And they see white people among them, and they'd be dressed like them. They'd be speaking the language, eating buffalo, adopting the culture fully. And they'd be like, damn, bro, we got to save them. And the white people who were in the tribe were like,
no.
I don't need saving, bro. Definitely better over here.
Yeah,
I feel like that's what a lot of white people do in this society when it comes down to, like, black culture or, like, their black associates. Like, yeah, you a fan. But you also realize that part of being a fan realizes that, like, there's something cannibalistic about the interactions you have with your own people. Because we see the shit. We be like, damn, bro, they whiten it up over there.
Yeah.
And I think there are some people who are of the culture who are like, the same way niggas looking like, man, damn, they niggered it up over there. Like, I won't be over there, man. Like, I'm going to stay on this side.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to stay away from the, what do you call it? The stereotypes of this type of person because I don't want to be involved in their shit. And I think that a lot of times white culture eats itself. Like, they tend to eat themselves. Like, it's not, and I'm not even telling, I'm not trying to make it, like, super radicalized, but, I mean, we've seen it before. Like, shoot. Government at this point kind of cannibalizes itself. Like, we see issues on both sides of the line sort of falling short because they can't agree about upon what a proper decision is. But in the meantime, like, abortions are still getting argued over and Brittany Griner's still locked up and we still got mass shootings on an alarming rate. You know what I mean? Like, there is no real escaping it unless you do it in your own personal life. And I feel like that's kind of what, like, even with this the shooter, like, the first thing that they said about the Highland Park shooter was like, yeah, failed rapper, or at least the first thing I saw. It's like, yo, this crime has nothing to do with rap. Like, he's not a failed rapper. It's just as a nigga who rapped.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's like calling me a failed electrician. Nah, nigga, I'm just a nigga who tried to put together computers and shit. Bro, like, right. Or a light, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, it's like,
or calling you like, yo, like, college dropout basketball star.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, okay, man. I
was tall.
Yeah. I played basketball,
but this isn't. Not...
I like the Cowboys and shit. So there were stars around. You mash all those things together and you can make something of it, but.
Yeah, aspiring D League prospect.
It's just like, yeah, man. It's just a very clickbaity thing to do, which the news is going to do. And it, you know, and it's definitely a nice way for them to shove it on over to us. It's, all right, nah, man. Face on his tattoos on his face. He raps. He's basically black.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fuck that guy, man. I hope you burn somewhere. Hell. Yeah, you burn somewhere that's very hot, dog.
Headed
to a cold place, young and dressed warm.
On to our last topic, also another morbid topic. RIP Jalen Walker. Jalen Walker was shot by Akron City Police some 60 times out of 90 rounds. They hit him. They have a video release of the body cam footage, which doesn't really show you much. All of the details that led to the shooting, according to the Akron police statement, happened before body cam footage was actually rolling, or the clip that the media chose to put out to the public. But they said there was a gun involved. It was in the car. Said that they saw a muzzle flash from the car window. There was a high speed chase, and while they were chasing the suspect, they opened fire and gunned him down. It's hard to really rationalize when we just had all these conversations about all these mass shooting victims these two mass shooting victims who were apprehended and taken into custody unharmed, and the Uvalde shooting in which police not only held parents back from going into the school to get their own kids, but didn't set foot in there on themselves. And they had a lot of the weapons on them that the government is currently trying to seek a ban on at this point in time. It's a weird position to be in, to sit there and look at, like, black suspects constantly killed in the media and white suspects who have there's a large air of scrutiny, pardon me, and white suspects who get caught red-handed getting taken into custody alive and serving in standing trial. I don't necessarily have a lot to say about this topic either because it's so foggy. It's just another one of those things where I look at it like, society has to do a lot of reckoning with itself when it comes to standing on these issues, because I don't think that we're ever going to get to a place where we can go to our government and expect these things to change. Like, there has to be a certain level of policing before it ever gets to a point where the law gets involved. Like, I don't know what Jalen's initial crime was. I know that, or why he was running from the police. But I know there are plenty of people out there who've been killed by the police and mental health issues where they posed a threat, quote unquote, or came off aggressive and ended up dead when the family members just called the police in order to have them like taken to the hospital or somebody get them apprehended. So they maybe even spend a night in jail. Like I got locked up one time and I was sitting in jail with a nigga who was telling me like he got into it with his mother and threw a lamp and she called the police. And part of me was thinking like, your mom really don't fuck with you, man. Because whatever happens in the house to a certain extent, like the last thing you do is call the police. Because you know the consequences that may come with that. Like you may lose a family member. Not to jail, but to life itself. Fucking around and calling the cops, expecting them to handle a family dispute.
Yeah. I can tell when somebody's not black enough for me when they bring up calling the police. I'm like, oh, nah, you ain't my, as my homie would say, yo, you're not my cup of black, bro. definitely not my cup of black, bro. Because, like, if that even enters your realm of thinking, like, let me call the police. Let me see what they'll do. Like, yo, come on, man. It's an unwritten rule amongst us.
But, yeah, so as the Jalen Walker story develops, man, I feel like the conversation would be better had amongst us about how we can prevent these situations from happening on a national scale before it ever becomes another tragedy. Like, cause I had the same conversation about
we got
Ahmaud Arbery. Like
some of these, I mean, I think with the Ahmaud Arbery case, which is a little different. You know, he was just jogging, but I think the age old conversation, man. We gotta I won't jump in the water covered in blood. I won't jump in the ocean covered in blood. I know there's sharks in there and shit. Yeah, I mean, ideally we could teach the sharks to be vegetarians or some shit, man. But I think the safer bet is just not jump in the water covered in blood. So I think that we got to start taking that approach to a lot of these racial things. Like, yeah, I get it. Yeah, I mean, police shouldn't kill niggas, but we also can't give them reasons to do it, man. Like, because at the end of the day, you know they don't have your best interests. Like, they're going to try to find an excuse to shoot a nigga, bro. You can't give them one, bro.
And it fucks me up because we're not – listening back to some episodes when we have these takes, it's like, damn, man, we sound conservative with bad grammar.
Yeah,
But it's not – there is no solution. Like,
I heard Mike Tyson say, man, if you're everyone says this, like, you know, if you're a liberal when you're young, then you don't have, if you're not a liberal when you're young, then you don't have a heart. But if you're still a liberal when you're old, then you don't have no mind. So I think you got to get to a certain age where you got to understand the way the world works. You can be a rebel against it. Like, nah, nigga, I'm going to change the world. It's going to acquiesce to, you know, my needs and wants. But
yeah, shit like getting drafted.
Yeah.
it's like you can't risk that level of commitment to a cause that you spin out and crash out trying to save somebody else. Like, I think a lot of times when we have these conversations about, like, police shootings, like, the conversation is always had because we always got kids. I mean, a lot of us got kids. Like, it's like, yo, you just trying to keep your people out of this shit. I can't save everybody else. Like, I'm not trying to stand and hold no picket sign.
I
would like to, like, but
I mean, this is my picket sign. This is the closest I'm getting to it. I'm tell
staying
niggas,
the fuck out the way.
And I'm going to tell niggas how I feel like they should act. And that would help ideally keep them safe. You know what I mean? In my 30-odd years on this life, I've never had any, like, violent encounters with police. I might have had one. Nothing violent because I didn't let it become violent. You know what I mean? Like, even if they had the poor intentions on their behalf, but I can never, you know, I can't aggravate the situation.
I will say, like, I'm a fan of knowing your rights too, man. Like, I love watching video. This doesn't prove me
but
being a
also,
fan.
Also, but if you know your rights, you know that you don't have no motherfucking rights.
And this is what my point. Like, I was gonna say, like, I'm one of them niggas that'll get on YouTube and watch them videos of people like
lawyers and shit.
Yeah, sunning the police and shit. Like, I just watched one the other day where it's this cop. It was a deputy police officer who was in uniform, who was a disabled veteran, who parked in a handicapped spot in some bumblefuck town in Texas. And, like, there were three Texas police officers out there, all white, who were harassing him. He was like, nah, I'm a cop, and I know I can park here because of my tag. Like, you just want to see my ID, and I'm not giving it to you. And, yeah, those are moral victories, but one of the things he mentioned was, like, yo, I know y'all got issues with race in this department. And, like, y'all, it's three cops to come question this one black man who parked in a handicapped spot without a handicap sticker. How many black police officers do you have on your force? one. Like, yo, so it's like, yo, you're not gonna tell me that this is a lawful stop. Like, you just trying to harass me. And because he called him on it, he got off and kind of had his viral moment. But it don't happen like that for the rest of us. This nigga is a rare occurrence. Right. And all of those situations are usually rare occurrence. More often than not, you'll try to watch those types of videos and you'll end up seeing people get
fucked
beat
up.
The fuck up. Yeah. And get their window bust out. And get tased. Like,
it reminds me of like...
dragged and beaten on the side of the highway.
It's not funny, but it reminds me of... Because RIP to anybody that's happened to. But it reminds me of like... when you see on Twitter where it's like, yo, I was in the Louis Vuitton store and like they try to treat me like I was broke. So I showed them by spending $100,000 in the store. It's like, I mean,
did you show
them?
Yeah,
did you really show them, my nigga? Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? So like when lawyers do that shit, it's like, I mean, what did you really show them, my nigga? Yeah, you know the law, my nigga. At the end of the day, he wanna shoot you and walk away.
Nigga,
he'll probably get away with it, bro. Like,
now he's twice as mad at the next nigga he pull over.
Like, these victories look good on paper, but they don't really mean anything. Like, they just...
at all.
You know, as Hope said, bro.
At all.
Moral victories are for minor league coaches, man. So, like, all these moral victories, knowing the law and showing the cops up and shit, man. Fuck that, because it ain't stopping nobody from getting shot. And all you, like you said, all you're doing is making them angrier for the next nigga they pull over.
Yeah, because what happens when a nigga they catch a nigga who don't know the law?
And he just mouthy.
Because he's seeing you do it.
Yeah.
Y'all got to set the tone, nigga. Just start going home, man.
Yeah, man.
We got to start turning in early.
I mean, I don't want it to be, get to the point in society where we don't have any rights, but we also got to understand, like, this is, at the end of the day, when you deal with the cops, you deal with one man with a gun, man. It's not about this whole, people see police and they see this whole system of things, but like, nah, it's just one dude. It's some guy with a gun. He may or may not have had a good or bad day, and you have to deal with the consequences of that. Like, that's all it is, bro. Like,
you gotta act like it's just a nigga with a gun. Like,
yeah.
Take the badge completely out of it.
Take,
like,
the uniform, all that other shit out.
If you're getting robbed, nigga, you don't negotiate with the nigga strong arm.
Yeah, you don't tell him about the laws and shit.
And if you do, you just expect to die. Like, so you need to keep that same energy.
Yeah,
nigga.
Imagine going up to a robber like, well, you know, in this state, robbery is illegal. And like, nigga, he don't give a fuck about that. It's the same thing with the cop. They're just people with guns and shit. Like, they don't give a fuck about what the law says.
And then when the law do get involved, these niggas gonna lie.
Nigga, I am the law. Yeah. I say what happens. Like, you know, that's the oldest cop.
So yeah, he scared me, man. I had to pop his ass.
And that's it. And then it's another dead lawyer. But Jalen Walker, man. What was it? Jalen Walker?
Jalen Walker.
Yeah. So RIP to him, man. That video was super gruesome, man. It was hard to watch.
I didn't even watch it. I don't want to see nobody get shot 60 times. There's
it's just a flurry of bullets, man. It's crazy. When you see it, it's just like, I heard, shout out to Ice from Joe Budden podcast. I heard him say this, but yeah, they wouldn't, or Ish. I think it was Ish, but either one of them niggas. He's like, yeah, they wouldn't shoot a bear like that, my nigga. Like, yeah, they wouldn't shoot an animal like that. I've never seen them even shoot an animal like that, much less a human. So this reminds me of the cat in New York. I can't remember his name. Shout out to his family. He got shot 120 some odd times when he was pulling out his wallets, and it was the night of his marriage. I can't remember his name.
I know who you're talking about. I think his name was Sean Bell.
Sean Bell. R.I.P. Sean Bell.
Yeah, I was gonna say R.I.P. Jamarion Robinson. Jamarion Robinson was another issue where a black man was, like, they called the police on this dude who was having a schizophrenic episode. They shot him 59 times. He was from East Point. And I remember running into, I want to say, his mother. She was passing out cards here in the city talking about the issue, and how she was planning on taking the trial to the Supreme Court. But there's still no resolution in that case. So yeah, man, I don't know really what to say or where to go from here.
Yeah, RIP, bro. Our prayers are with your family and everybody that's affected by the loss.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with what we've been watching and what we've been listening to.
Yep. All right, we're back once again. Yeah, so let's get into what we've been watching and listening to. For me, it's been a slow week for me. I haven't really watched much. As far as what I've been listening to, let's check out my Spotify. I'm still like on my old school vibe, but listen to a lot of IDK. Shout out IDK. You See For Yourself. I love that album. Really dope album.
Very good album.
And shout out to Prodigy. You Will See. They dropped a posthumous. I'm not good at that word.
Posthumous. Posthumous.
Pusillanimous. Single.
A platypus single.
Yeah. So it's called You Will See, though. I think it's really dope. And you know, I'm one of the biggest Prodigy fans ever. So
I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Production by who?
Let's see if they have it. Spotify. Song credits.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
I don't know.
Some people.
Yeah, produced by some people. I feel like it was somebody we should know. But either way, shout out to Prodigy. As far as podcasts are concerned, let's get into that. Oh, good episode just dropped. Chris Benoit, Crime and Sports.
Oh.
One of the joints I was waiting on. I just finished it last night. Really good. Shout out to the guys at Crime and Sports. A lot of basketball podcasts. Shout out to Austin. She's in the background if anybody's wondering.
Yeah, shout out to Austin. It's a wet wipe in the bathroom.
But anyway, a lot of basketball podcasts, Open Floor, Sports Illustrated, The Athletic NBA Show, The Ringer NBA Show, and the Ryan Russillo podcast. Just because of the KD madness.
Oh yeah, we didn't even talk about the trades that are happening.
Yeah,
NBA.
Yeah, I figured we'd get to it all at
once. After it's all settled.
Yeah, 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 so. Other than that, I think that's about it. Dollop's been slow this week. Listened to Joe Button this morning.
Dollop wasn't slow. The Aaron Burr podcast was really, really actually pretty good. It's two parts. Really,
yeah,
I think it's the third.
Yeah, I don't like when they do that.
For those who don't know, Aaron Burr was the guy who shot Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah, those joints are good. It's just like I got to listen to them all at once. I don't like when they do that week-to-week thing. It's funny because they dropped them early. Like, they were out for, like, 2 hours.
And they were back-to-back, too.
Yeah, they dropped them on the same day. I was like, they never do this. And then they just disappeared. I was like, oh, what they doing?
Both of them just disappeared?
Yeah, yeah. Now it's only that part one's on there now. Yeah, yeah. I think they dropped them by accident.
That's wild.
Yeah,
well, I heard
yeah, too. Yeah. Oh, part two's up here now. But before, but last week, they dropped both parts. Yeah, that's what it was. But either way, I think that's it as far as podcasts is concerned. I don't think I've watched anything recently. I've been watching a lot of Justice League. A series that came out in 2001 used to be on Adult Swim. It's really good. Anybody's into cartoons. Other than that, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
Solid list. I haven't really been listening to a whole lot of music. But I have been listening to still JPEG Mafia. Sometimes we feel pain, man. It's just a fact of life. Podcast. Andrew Schultz. Flagrant 2 with Akash Singh. I'm interested to hear what he does about his special because apparently he bought it back from a streaming network in order to release it on his own because they were trying to censor jokes. I will say that his stand-up isn't the greatest to me. I like the podcast because of some of the guests they have on.
Akash?
Nah.
Or?
Andrew Schultz.
Oh, Andrew Schultz.
I'll say Andrew Schultz.
I was going to say, damn, Akash had the money to buy his own. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Well, Akash just dropped a special. Recently, I think it's called Bring Back a Pooh. It wasn't bad. I think it did pretty well considering the fact that all of these guys are very, very independent. Andrew Schultz, for those who don't know, is a stand-up comedian. His approach to stand-up is very, very independent and self-sufficient, mostly because of his ability to podcast and build a brand off of that fan base instead of having to reach out to major networks like Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, Tubi, Peacock.
Oh, so he bought that show.
The further you get back down that line of the streaming networks.
That show that he had on he must have been doing a season two. Of the joint he did in the pandemic, that joint he was doing. Yeah.
I think it was actually his stand-up special.
Oh,
he did a stand-up special called The Infamous because it was already done. He went on tour and just filmed the footage.
Got it.
And was going to sell it to sold it to a streaming network. I'm halfway through the podcast where he's talking about it, but he's had a few interesting podcasts as of late. He did Logan Paul. Stop dropping that. Thank you. but he did Logan Paul recently. He also did Adam 22 and Lena the Plug, which was a cool podcast. It was worth a listen. I wouldn't double back. Not one of his best. Adam 22 is starting to look like the feds, man. And I mean, by starting to look like the feds, it's definitely looking like the feds, man. Like, I don't like... Anyway, that's another topic for another day.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, shout out Andrew Schultz. I got introduced to this podcast, and I have yet to listen to it, but I'm going to speak on it just because, you know, we talk podcast, and I'd have this conversation in private. But great moments in weed history. Madison put me on. One of the more recent episodes they had is about psychedelics. The other one they had that caught my eye was they had one on Sour Diesel. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of Tim Boots and chopped cheese conversation in that one. If not, I'm reporting to the authorities. And by that, the New York niggas that I know that claim they're experts on Sour Diesel. as you can hear, Legion of Skanks Hot Dog Day, which is a 4th of July episode. I really fuck with Legion of Skanks. It's very offensive. It's not for anybody who's going to be too woke or self-righteous. It's just, it's for chaos, man. Like, Shane Gillis and Ari Shaffir are regular guests on the podcast. And I kind of, I'm a big fan of the ideas that Ari Shaffir has, not necessarily the actions he takes. but I was just putting Vince in a queue on, what's the name of that show? This Is Not Happening on Comedy Central, which is also what I've been watching. I've been watching a lot of This Is Not Happening. If you're looking for comedians to get into and you're one of those people who wants a little, you know, a little sample, a little food court, you know, sesame chicken bite-sized morsel of comedy before you dive into a whole special like myself, This Is Not Happening is a good place to go. We also have the Drink Chaps, Chris Brown episode. I'll send to that. Chris Brown is he's a true entertainer, man. Like, I do feel like he's probably one of those people without the allegations and the issues that happened in over his career. He would have really been big. I don't want to say bigger than anybody, man, but you know
who he was. Cocaine too.
You know he was gunning for. Yeah, cocaine. Drugs also play a big part in anybody's rise or fall to or from greatness.
Or current state, yeah. On Drink Champs.
I don't know. I don't even know if it was all cocaine, man. He sounds like he might be graduated to something in pill form.
Possibly. Yeah. He was scratching like cocaine users do.
Yeah.
Touching himself a lot.
Touching himself a lot.
See, niggas touching themselves, they on coke, bro.
Crime and sports, of course. What else did I go through today or this week? Oh, the dial-up Aaron Burr. I listened to both parts. I wasn't mad at it. What have I been watching as far as movies are concerned? Movies and television. I've been keeping up with The Old Man. I really kind of enjoy this show. I said it gives me No Country for Old Men meets Born Identity. I don't know if that helps anybody who's been waiting to see what
that definitely helps.
What this show looks like. But that's my take. Memory with Liam Neeson, man.
Deep with action.
Shout out to Liam Neeson playing the same character in different environments, man. This show is always playing some special ops, like equipped with skills that are for a specific task. In this instance, he's just taking, losing his memory. Like, he's taken, but with dementia. I watched The Northman. It was pointless. Northman was pointless, man. Yeah. A lot of dirty white men in that movie, man. It had to be terrible filming that because you just had to be out in the cold, shirtless or covered in fur and sprayed in dirt 90% of the time, man. It was uncomfortable. I watched Bad Guys, the Bad Guys, pardon me.
Oh, the cartoon joint?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That
it was bad.
Funny. Oh, was it?
I did not like it. Did you like The Bad Guys?
Austin.
Did you like, you liked it? What was the main character's name? You're right. I guess it has staying power. Yeah, so she figured it out. I didn't like it. It was hard for me to keep up with, but I guess it's not for me. And her vote's the only one that counts, so there we go. We watched that at the barbecue. It kept the kids preoccupied for a little while we went off and did adult stuff like smoke weed and talk about women. I watched Men. Speaking of talking about women, I watched Men, which is a horror film by A24, the illustrious A24 Studios. I don't know how to feel about this movie, but I will say that it was the most unsettled I've been watching a movie in my adult life. It was just one scene. And I don't even know why it was, but it was one scene that kind of freaked me out, made me stop watching the movie for like a day, at least a night. Like, I was watching it at night, and I stopped watching it and watched it like again during the day with the lights on. And it wasn't even because it was like scary. It was just, I couldn't sit through it. It gave me like Saw vibes. Like, it wasn't scary. It was just like really, really gruesome and intense. I felt visceral. I couldn't take it. But then I doubled back and watched all of it, and the movie ended pointlessly. Like, I'd have no idea why I went through that whole process in order to get to that conclusion. I didn't understand it. White woman, black husband. For anybody who's wondering why they'd watch this Brit horror film, if you American and you in my circle, you looking for a little racial tension, something we can argue about amongst ourselves, watch it, man. Especially if you're a horror fan. I also watched, there's one more in here. Oh, Stranger Things. I didn't realize that last episode is 2.5 hours long, so I'm still kind of working my way through it. I'm interested to see how it ends. I may be done with Stranger Things after this. The story just kind of meanders on. It is good to watch in the moment, but after a while, it's not as entertaining once you don't have the social media banter with everybody after it just dropped. For me, it's just like, it's not as interesting. Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe. I wasn't a fan of Beavis and Butthead, but Beavis and Butthead Do America is a great movie. Great soundtrack. They definitely did.
Shout out to Mike Judge.
Yeah, Mike Judge recently did an episode of the Joe Rogan podcast that I listened to. They did talk about it, but they also didn't. Mike Judge is a very, very smart individual. He's like Seth MacFarlane, except less douchey.
Yeah, for sure. That's a perfect example of him. More southern, folksy, and yeah. less New York and
charged up.
Yeah, Seth is like kind of comes off like a kind of feels like he's kind of thinks he's better than people a little bit. It comes off like that.
Yeah.
Mike Judge feels more down home and like relatable.
He's got Seth MacFarlane. Yeah, we're not gonna shit on Seth MacFarlane, but yeah, Mike Judge had a really, really conversational podcast. They seemed like they was just kicking it. Talked a lot of King of the Hill. Talked about how Beavis and Butthead initially didn't get picked up by MTV. Or no, King of the Hill didn't get picked up. Beavis and Butthead was already a thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
King of the Hill almost didn't get picked up by a major network. So he was just gonna continue to do the comics and then see if he could release them like somewhere eventually once they were all done.
Which is another great show. King of the Hill is very underrated, man.
It's very underrated.
Really, really funny show. And I didn't actually get it
until
I was younger.
I was older.
Yep. Yeah.
Same thing with Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, so yeah. I missed all of this. Like, it was all there. But yeah.
What else have I been watching? It was something else on YouTube that I was gonna run through. Let's look. Shout out to Austin. All my YouTube history is full up of animal videos about people getting bit by spiders or stung by wasps or attacked by eels. So I guess I don't have anything for my YouTube search history. But yeah, man, I guess that's pretty much it. Washed, never washed up. I am Sean-Luc Picard.
Yeah, and I am Draft. We'll see y'all in a few days.
Man, we'll be back, man, with a vengeance or some shit.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Y'all stay black, man.
Yep.